Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me on the line right now is the JMPD spokesperson, Chief Superintendent Wayne Minnar. And it's a pleasure to speak to you. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks. And how are you?
Very well, thank you. How was your function yesterday morning?
It went very, very well. Thank you very much. It was the launch of a new radio station called Women. It's a platform for women in this time of gender-based violence, acting, and awareness. So it went very well, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. All right, Wayne, I wanted to speak to you about the year-on-year figures. So a dramatic drop in the death toll rate around Easter, but then again, we were in level 5 lockdown. How are the accident figures looking at the moment?
We're still very cautious because just last week there was a major accident on the N1 in Midrand where a truck drove through the center median and collided with cars coming from the opposite direction. This truck, which drove through the median, was transporting cars, and there were cars scattered all over as a result of this accident on the freeway. People got injured, and unfortunately, two people died. So we can't drop our guard because during the festive period, we know that more people go onto the roads because they have to travel to get to families and friends and going home in other instances. So really, there's more traffic on the road, meaning more congestion, and drivers just will have to be more cautious.
Yeah. Just looking at the figures that were released earlier this year, and this actually came from Statistics South Africa, 40% of our fatalities on our roads are apparently pedestrians. Have you seen a reduction in that?
Yes. No, the figures hasn't changed. The ratio is still the same, with at least more than 40% being pedestrians. So that's a very unfortunate part. We really want to call on motorists to be extra cautious, particularly roads passing areas where there's settlement or in the rural area. When they see a pedestrian on the side of the road, just be aware of the fact that there's a possibility that person would want to cross the road. And the perception of distance and speed sometimes is not accurate, and that's when we have these accidents. We also find more pedestrian accidents at night because that is when a lot of people walk, but sometimes also after having consumed alcohol, and that's when we have the fatal accident.
Yeah. With this curfew, is the JMPD, just want to talk a little bit about coronavirus. With this curfew, is the JMPD involved in policing the curfew?
Yes. JMPD is definitely part of law enforcement. We will also look at the changes as from the 15th of December, that is today, where there is now a new curfew time. So people have to be off the streets from 11 p.m. up until 4 a.m. Unfortunately, that is due to the increased number of infections. So JMPD will definitely be part of the law enforcement looking at that curfew times. And then we also just want to remind the bar owners and the restaurant owners that they have to close at 10 p.m. and allow for patrons and workers to be able to get home by 11 p.m.
Provided they can get home by 11 p.m.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So everyone has to be off the streets by 11 p.m. So the curfew time is indoors, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Yeah. When are you aware of any public transport that will be running?
Yes, public transport will definitely operate. We know the taxis and buses particularly are going to be very, very busy with people going home or going to other provinces. So we know that there's also a request for the drivers of this public transport to observe the COVID-19 regulation, particularly wearing of masks and also sanitizers. So all of these vehicles will be checked to see that they comply and that the drivers are complying, and to see that the drivers are checking on the passengers who are getting inside of their vehicles, that they comply with the COVID-19 regulations, particularly masks. Masks is a necessity and it is a requirement.
All right. That's where we're going to leave it. Thank you very, very much for doing what you do. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. I do apologize that we came to you a little bit late. And just all the best for 2021.
Thank you very, very much. And also the very same to you and all to all the listeners on Hi FM, that they may have a very prosperous 2021.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's JMPD spokesperson, Chief Superintendent Wayne Minar.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.